You are about to listen to the first few minutes of this month's Prophet University audio series. Each month features a different national speaker on a different business topic. Each presentation can be listened to online or downloaded to your smartphone or computer with the click of a button. Monthly subscribers also have full access to hundreds of past presentations divided into 18 different business topics. Now, let's listen to a few minutes of this month's presentation.
Problems. You have them. I have them. We all have them. Well, unless you're one of those idiots who says, I don't have problems, I have opportunities. Have you seen those signs around? No problems, only opportunities. Where do these people live? I have problems. Sometimes my problems are not opportunities. They're problems. And you need the ability to solve those problems. They are not opportunities for you, except maybe it's the opportunity for you to learn a lesson. But you have to look at a problem realistically. It's a mess. You've got to learn to fix that mess. So I want to spend a few minutes talking to you about what it takes to solve problems, because your ability to solve problems will pretty much determine how happy you are, how successful you will be in every single area of both your life and your business, with your finances, with the people that you're involved with, and your relationships, everything. You've got to have the ability to solve problems. So let's, first of all, talk about step number one. Never deny that it is a problem. Don't look at life through rose-colored glasses. Get realistic. People have problems. It's called life. If you think you're going to live a life without problems, well, I'm sorry, you're naive. Everybody has problems to deal with. So the more realistic you are about those problems, the better off you're going to be. Now, so understand, this is a problem. I'm not going to deny it's a problem. It's a problem. The next step is this. Understand that a problem is not a bad thing necessarily. A problem may be a chance for you to learn a lesson, as I've just said, to learn a lesson, to get smarter, to dig deeper, to look at it differently, to go this way, not that way, to ask other people, all those kind of things. It may be a good thing, which will allow you to learn how to do it more economically, faster. Those are the things that you have to understand about a problem. And a problem is an opportunity for growth. So look at it that way. Start to think differently. I hate the term outside the box, so I'm not going to say that, because I know that's what a lot of people in business are saying. Well, you've just got to learn to think outside the box. I personally don't live in a box. I don't stand on a box, a soapbox every once in a while. So don't get caught up in those stupid cliches. Problems are problems. And the problems are sometimes a chance for you to look at things differently and do things differently, act differently, think in new ways. That's one of the good things about problems. But one of the keys in dealing with problems is to look beyond the problem. Now, you've got this situation, this problem, but the only way to deal with it, handle it, is to get past it and to look past it. Here's what I like people to do. I like for them to understand there's a problem. I like for them to start to expand their thinking just a little bit. And then I want them to say, what would life look like? What would business look like on the backside of the problem? You start to visualize the problem as being solved. Now, I'm not one of those airy-fairy guys that gives you all these weird, new-agey, kind of weird ideas about how to deal with things. That's not my style. It's not what I believe in. But I do believe the process of visualization, the ability to see beyond, is a powerful step, a practical step in dealing with life and business. So what I want you to do is to understand that you have a problem, and then I want you to see the problem as gone, fixed, out of the way, handled, and I want you to see yourself as being the person who fixed the problem, solved the problem. I want you to see yourself through the problem, past the problem, beyond the problem. That visualization step is an important step because it makes you start to believe that the problem can be solved, and very few problems cannot be solved, or at least dealt with, or handled. Very few things are just so insurmountable that it all shuts down and it's over. Pretty much everything can be dealt with. So what you have to do is start to believe that you can get through the situation, that the problem can be handled, that you have the strength to do the right thing. That's one of the steps in doing that, is a strong visualization that it can be done. Next is this. Break the problem into very small pieces. Sometimes problems are so big you just can't get your arms around them. You just go, oh my goodness. For instance, let me give you an example. Man, I'm broke. I don't have the money to pay my bills. I'm in trouble. That's a big problem. You got to break that problem into small pieces. This is how much I owe MasterCard. This is how much I owe Visa. This is how much my rent is. This is how much my insurance is. This is how much my groceries cost. This is how much money I make. See, break it into little bitty pieces. And then you think about it like, if I could just make my rent payment on time, then on the third of the month, I have this much money coming in, and then I could buy groceries for the week, and then on the eighth of the month, I could do this. And see, you start breaking it down into small pieces, and then the problem seems more manageable because it's broken down into small pieces. Sometimes we get so overwhelmed by the magnitude of the problem, we don't understand if we'd break it down into small pieces, we could probably handle it. It works that way with your money, but it works that way with almost any problem. Personal problems, personal issues with people, you can break those issues down into small, manageable pieces. And when you do that, you'll stop disasterizing the problem. One of the problems people have in dealing with problems is that they've just disasterized things.
Well, that's a sampling of this month's Profit University audio series. If you're not already a subscriber, you have three choices. You can purchase this program by clicking on the green Buy button. If you're already a subscriber, simply log in to get the full program. Or if you'd like to become a subscriber, click on the Subscribe Now button. This will allow you to subscribe for only $24.95 per month and get not only this program, but also several hundred programs on topics that you can apply to your business starting today. You'll also receive a physical copy of the current month's program mailed to your office, and you can cancel at any time. As always, invest your time and invest your money in those things that will reproduce.